RSN Central's Form Express.
Warren Huntley's best bet at Geelong on Cup Day, race 5, horse number 1, Into the Abyss. And Mark Guess is with race 6, number 2, the very promising Harbour Views. Sam Freeman's a star and he joins us now. Of course, Steel Prince will be going around in the Geelong Cup. It's a very good morning to you, Sam.
Morning, guys.
How is Steel Prince, mate?
Yeah, he's good. He obviously had that little hiccup in the Herbert Power and he seems to have come through it okay, luckily. And yeah, he's heading into this race, you know, in as good a form as he was heading into the last one.
So that hiccup, of course, happened in the Herbert Power when he was scratched at the barriers. What do you do with him after that? Do you have to take him to the barriers or to a track and put him into the barriers to give him more practice?
Look, we elected not to, only because he's an older horse who's never really done anything like that before. So we didn't want to take him back to the gates and fry him and, you know, put him in and out. And so we really give him the benefit of the doubt on that occasion. You know, Ollie gave us good feedback. He thought, you know, he might have just set himself off from the crowd. Yeah, I mean, you listen to someone like Damien Oliver when he gives his feedback and he probably didn't feel he needed to necessarily, you know, be drilled on going in and out of the gate. So we've really just left him alone and hopefully he does everything right today.
He's already in the cut, we all know that. So you've been able to plan his campaign to make sure that he is peaking at his best for that great race in just under 2 weeks' time. Is he ready to win today?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's, you know, he's a decent gap between runs heading into today, obviously, but he's a very typical European stayer. He can, you know, you can space his runs like that. You know, last campaign he won, you know, 5 on the trot, and most of them with 3 week gaps. And his fitness levels are good. He's out there to have a really strong hit out, and there's no reason why he can't be winning.
What about Ridgewood Drive in race number 2?
Yeah, he's if he brings his best form, he could blow them away, you know, on his form that he won at Flemington. And, you know, so he's been a little neither here nor there this prep so far. Last time out was very disappointing, but he seems to be going a lot better now. And he's fourth up. His fitness levels are very good. And, I'd expect him to bounce back and hopefully be winning.
So both strong winning chances.
Yeah, I think so.
What's your best for the weekend, mate?
Look, we've got nothing at the Valley, but we've got a couple in at Yarra Valley. We won in a maiden there, in a 1,200-metre maiden. Okay. That should be pretty hard to beat.
Now, this is a personal question from one of our listeners. This is from Donna, Sam. They said they saw you on the TV and they want to marry you. Are you single?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no.
I've got a beautiful girlfriend, so...
Sorry, Donna. I had to ask it. I was weighing it up and I thought, hey, we're a family show here and we've got a lot of friends on RSN Central, so I was just asking for a friend and there you go, Sammy.
Very good.
All right, mate, you're a superstar. You keep up that good work and the best of luck, especially in the cup, with Steel Prince.
Thanks,
Dad. There we go. There's Sam Friedman. Warwick Farm Racing today. Metropolitan Racing in Sydney. Shane Montgomery's done the form and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Shane.
Oh, I'm disappointed knowing that I'll never be asked that question by you. I was going all right until then.
Hey, you never know, Shane. You never know if you tip a few winners, brother. They'll come knocking. Don't worry. What do you like today?
I thought the very best bets was in race 3, number 4, Sakura. It was a dual acceptor, was competing in blinkers for the first time when she almost matched the best rating by winning when she made her debut on this track here over 1,200 last start. That was at home. Her closing sectionals on the day indicate 1,400 or now greatly suited. So I thought the best bet was race 3, number 4, Sakura.
Okay, then where do we go?
The very next race, race 4, number 1, Tricky Gal. Another dual acceptor in search of a fifth win from 6 starts. And believe it or not, there was a genuine excuse for the only defeat. She was making a home track debut here last start. She finished off quickly. I think she'll continue on a winning way. That's race 4, number 1, Tricky Gal.
Can I please have your quaddie, Shane?
Yes, you can. It's in the first leg, 1, 5, 6 and 8. In the second leg, in saddlecloth order, 1, 3, 7, 10. In the third leg, 3, 10, 11, and 13. And then 5, 8, 10, and 11 in the last.
All right, mate. Best bet once again, just to recap it.
Yeah, it's race three, number four, Secura.
Hey, good luck on the punt today, Shane.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Shane Montgomery there, racing in Brisbane and Doomben. Chris Nelson is our man. He joins us now. Hello to you, Chris.
Good morning to you, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your better bets?
We start with race two, horse number eight, McCovey Cove, one of David Van Dyke's. Only had the one start, and that was the second here at Doomben back on the 5th of June. Got back in the field that day. Ran on very strongly. The margin was an eyelash on the line. Now, since trial for Sunshine Coast towards the end of September, ran fourth, beaten six lengths, but it was under a handbrake all the way down the straight. The time out of that trial was solid, and it could have finished a lot closer. So just keep a close eye on this one today. I think it'll run well. Race two, number eight, McCovey Cove. We go to race number four, horse number three, Shorquin. Now, figures to lead, or if he doesn't lead here, he'll sit second outside the leader. His form is better than these. Very consistent. He's either won or placed at his last four starts. He comes out of stronger races, running quicker time, and most of these, they're either first up or they're struggling for form or they're just struggling overall, basically. I think he's got their measure here, Shorquin. As I said, he'll be up on the pace and around Doomben at the 1350 on a warm day. He could prove very hard to catch. That's race four, number three, Shorquin. And, Gareth, this might be the last time I'm on the show. I'm tipping this one at $21, so I might have egg on my face here. Race six, number two, Monaco Snob. Recent form, 13th, 10th, 11th, 9th and 10th. But he drops in grade here. He draws a good gate. His last run wasn't too bad behind Advance Warning in the Saturday race. He was only beaten 6.5, and he never saw anything of the inside rail. He was wide all the way. Don't be surprised if he bobs up. Runs well today for Steph Thornton. Have something each way. Race six, number two, Monaco Snob.
All right, mate. What about the quaddy, please?
Yeah, quaddy first leg, three only. Second leg, 2, 5, and 10. Third leg, 1, 2, 6, 7, and 12. And the final leg, 7, 8, and 9.
Just recapping your very best.
We'll make it Shorquin, race four, number three. Very, very hard to beat.
I thought you were booking your tickets to Las Vegas already.
Let's hope so.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Cheers, thanks.
There's Chris Nelson looking at that meeting at Doomben, one of our favourites here on RSN Central. David Van Dyke now joins us. Good morning, David.
G'day, Gareth.
McCovey Cove. Now, Chris has claimed this is one of his best bets on the program today. Do you share his confidence?
I think that we need the pace on. He'll probably get back a little bit. If there is speed, he'll certainly be hitting the line hard and, he should go close.
Amici looks pretty hard to beat in race three, currently at $1.65 with the tab.
Yes, and she comes out of a very good form race at the Sunshine Coast. She ran second, the winner subsequently won on a Saturday in Brisbane, and this girl's gone ahead nicely. She's got decent gate speed, so she should be out of trouble, and she should be very hard to beat.
Train Spotting goes around in race number five at $8 currently.
Look, he's going to need luck. He'll get back. He'll need some pace on, but I'm not worried about the mile first up. He's looking for further, but like I say, he will need a bit of speed.
And a couple of runners in race number six, Bering Sea, which is the current favourite, at $3.30, and Vahari at $7.50. A couple of nice chances there.
Both horses go into the race in good shape, but 2,200, rail 8, 8.5 metres, big field. I think luck in running will play a big part in who wins this, but both of mine go into the race well presented.
Now, Dave, we've got a couple of punters heading to Geelong. Bundy and his mate. Can you help them with the winner in between races at Geelong? What's your best?
Amici is my best, but they won't get much there. She's at skinny odds. But look, the boys could have something each way on all mine, and hopefully we'll get one up at decent odds.
All right, mate, I love it. That's from Barney and Budgie. They say, thank you, David. Good luck today at Doomben.
Good.
There's David Van Dyke. Terry Henderson, he'll play a big, big part at Geelong, of course, the boss of OTI Racing. Good morning to you, Terry.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. We'll talk about, first of all, your Geelong Cup runners. What about Grey Line? Matty Smith prepares and Craig Williams takes the ride today.
Yeah, he ran second a couple of years ago with Craig on board. His form, his prep has been a little mixed, but he can make excuses because of the wet tracks up in Sydney for a couple of the runs, and a couple have been very good. So he's drawn a gate today. He'll probably sit in the first four or five, and he'll be thereabouts at the top of the straight. So, you know, he's got the quality to be able to be in the finish. He's certainly been going extremely well in Sydney. We're expecting a big run from him today.
What about the former French galloper? Johnny Hammond prepares, Linda Meach takes the ride. This horse was down the track in the Herbert Power. How did you assess that performance, and what are you expecting today?
Disappointing effort in the Herbert Power, but John took responsibility for that himself. He said the horse was underdone. He should have given it harder work going into the race. That run at Caulfield, combined with the work that it's done since, really has it a different. He has a different horse today. So we're going to see a huge improvement on what we saw at Caulfield. Whether it's good enough to win the race, well, time will tell. But he'll certainly run a far better race. Probably won't have as much pressure on him earlier either. He had a fair bit of pressure on earlier in that race at Caulfield.
The legend Willie Mullins prepares True Self for OTI today in the Geelong Cup. It missed a start in the Caulfield Cup. What are you expecting today, Terry?
A big run, mate. Yep. A big run. Work at Werribee has been very good. She's a competitive horse. She ran six in the E-ball. Probably got the stitch in the last 200. Doesn't like to be exposed too early. Got a very good turn of foot, this mare. We're expecting a big run from her today, and she's probably the pick of our three going into the race.
So True Self in that Group 3 Geelong Cup for Willie Mullins, and I think Johnny Allen's taking the ride there today. He is the best of your three chances in the Geelong Cup. Hey, mate, everybody's talking about Harbour Views. Matty Williams was on the Racing Pulse. He's so excited about this galloper. What are the expectations for you today?
Well, it's a tougher field again. Pat Carey's horse looks a very promising horse, so we respect that. I do think this horse is special. I do think he'll win today. But he's got to do it. I do think they've been extremely patient with him, as you know, and we hope that continues to pay off. But he does look quite a special horse. Expectations are high.
Asking for a friend here, do you plan to go to WA with the All-In Markets now open with the railway and the Kingston Town with tab.com.au, or do you go, say, to the Ballarat Cup with him? Which way are you leaning at the moment?
I'd say we're probably leaning towards the Ballarat Cup a little. Mainly, we're not convinced that taking him over there, going straight from a Ballarat Cup to a Group 1 in Perth, where the competition, although people say it's not as good as it because we've got these horses over here now from Perth, but the competition over there is tough. They're on home ground, and it's not easy. So it would be a huge step up for the horse. Having said that, he does deserve, if he can get past the race at Flemington on Oaks Day, and he's in it, hopefully. She's in it. He's in it. We'll then be able to, you know, make the assessment. But look, I'd say we're probably leaning more towards the Ballarat Cup at this stage.
What about Aetna today in the first race in that Benchmark 70? Can the punters head to Geelong on Cup Day? And you know, Terry, how important it is to back the first winner, because that just kickstarts your day.
Race one, number one.
Yes.
it's difficult. They have put a bit of water on the track overnight. Hopefully there's plenty of it left, because Edna does like a little bit of wet. So I would think that each way would be her best, his best.
Okay, can Fairlight and Dark Pearl win Sydney today?
Well, we're not sure if Fairlight's going to run, because there's been an accident on the highway down from Newcastle. So we had a note from Chris Lees earlier on, and so we're still not quite sure whether he'll get down to the races. If he does, he should win.
Okay, what's your...
Dark Pearl, no. He'll need to run.
What's your best at Geelong? Harbour Views and True Self.
True Self. I think it's a nice running double.
Hey, you're a star, Terry. We appreciate your time.
There's
Terry Henderson, racing in South Australia at Strathalbyn. Nadia Horn's done the form, as she always does for us here on RSN Central for the South Australian meeting. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth.
take it away. You know the drill. You've been in superb form, and we appreciate that here.
We start off in race five. Look, she might be short, but she's been heavily backed this morning from black odds into an odds-on quote, number three, Orboff. But she does look the goods. Look, she's set to resume, being an apprentice race, so likely to go at a very fast tempo, and she's got a far superior peak rating to the rest of these. And being trained by Clark, I'd say she'll be primed. So race five, number three, the first of the specials. I think there's a bit of value in race seven. Number three, prepared locally. She's had a few runs back from a break now. She represents really good value at that current price, even though the $5 has been snapped up this morning. She was great here going back a couple of runs ago when her condition just told at the end of the mile. But she's had another run under her belt and a lot more work. And she looks like she's going to race right on speed today. So I feel she'll run a good race, seven, number three. And the other horse that looks to create a bit of interest comes up in race number eight. And that's my lady. She's got a bit of weight, but that'll be offset by young Jerry Chow, who take off the 2 kilos. She's got a bit of a class edge on these, and she's the two runs back now, this prep, and getting up to this 1,350-metre journey, she's going to be well-suited. Look, she's a Saturday-quality horse, so she looks well-placed in this grade, race eight, number one. So the specials, race five, the three, race seven, the three, and race eight, number one. And the quaddie today will win out the three in the first leg, 4, 6, 11 in the second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 the third, and come home with runners 1, 4, and 7.
Thanks for that, Nadia. You're a start. What's your best once again? The very best?
My best comes up in race 8, number 1, Lady Bethany.
Thank you, Nadia. Have a good day.
Thanks, Gareth.
Good meeting at Ascot over there in Perth. And Brittany Taylor joins us. Good morning to you, Britt.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your better bets there in Perth today?
We're starting early and finishing early as well. Race 2, number 9, Oreo. If you want to see a certainty beat, watch its last start. It just had no space the entire way down the straight, was caught behind a runner and never got clear air. She's quite a small filly, so Jade McNaught's 1.5 claim, bringing it down to 52.5, I think will be really important for this horse. She opened at $6 and punters wasted no time to getting into that price, and I think she's still a good price, and I think she's a really good chance coming out of that Boomtastic race. We saw Boomtastic come out and be a subsequent Saturday winner, and it was a very fast run race, so I think that form will stack up. Race 2, number 9, Oreo.
Okay, then where do we go?
Race 3, number 2, Baron Bostock. This horse had another one, no luck last start. It drew barrier 14 and had to go back from that gate, settled last and flew home without much luck. I spoke to Danny Morton before that race, and he said if it hadn't been for the gate, he would absolutely declare this horse is flying. He was working with Man Booker. Unfortunately, that horse has gone amiss, but that says that the horse is working very, very well. So I think Baron Bostock is a massive chance today. Race 3, number 2.
Okay, and the final of your specials there, Britt?
The final one here is race 4, number 11, Tuscan Queen. We speak about these Bob Peters horses sort of resuming their campaigns as they look forward to the bigger races towards the end of the year, and I think this one is one to watch. We saw Windstorm do what Windstorm did last week, but Tuscan Queen, I think, is a very, very good horse. I remember speaking with Grant Williams when she won on debut, and he sort of indicated that she may be right up there with the top echelon of their three-year-old fillies for this season. So at even money, I can't believe that she's that price. I think she should just be winning race 4, number 11, Tuscan Queen.
Yes, so I think everybody's tipping it maybe as a bet in the Kingston Town as well a little later on. She's that good currently, around $2 now at tab.com.au. Thank you, Brittany. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
There's Brittany Taylor. Now there's harness racing tonight at Shepparton. Robbie Orb has done the form for us. Good morning to you, Rob.
Very good morning to you, Gareth. Shepparton have got an 8-race card program tonight. The team at Shepparton, Ina McDonald, do a fantastic job. They seem to have one of the strongest meetings in Victoria each week. And looking for our specials at Shep tonight, Gareth, I thought we would start off in race number 2 with number 9, Dynamite Dozer. She's had a couple of runs back for the Kate Hargraves and Alex Atchwood's team. Should be cherry ripe for tonight. Gets a good trailing draw, and I expect them to be very hard to hold out. Race 2, number 9. Looking for a value chance tonight, I thought in race 3, number 1, Maori Shadow. Trotter who's only had, she's had the 9 starts for 1 win. She resumed since February for the David Van Rensselaer at Moorong. If She's trialled well. She can be hit or miss, but look, certainly on her trial form, if she happens to trot throughout tonight, I thought she'd be pretty hard to beat. So we'll make her our value, race 3, number 1. As far as an outsider tonight, I thought race 7, number 7, Teleoperator, one from the Laura Crosland team, also gets a poor draw outside the second, outside the front row. But look, he's had a couple of runs back from the spell. I think he'll be suited over the middle distance tonight. And look, there seems to be plenty of tempo in the race, and I thought he might be one that will be getting home late, and certainly one worth following. I think if he doesn't win, obviously, tonight, I think he's one to put in the black books and to keep following because the win's not too far away. And the quaddie tonight at Shepparton, looking at the first leg, I thought numbers 6, 10 and 11. The second leg, numbers 1, 2, 3 and 6. The third leg, numbers 2, 5, 6, 7 and 9. And then we come home with numbers 2, 5, 9 and 10. It looks what looks to be a very open program at Shepparton tonight. And all that information's on the Good Form webpage from Harness Racing Victoria. Terrific program and have a great night.
You're a star, Robbie. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Robbie Auburn. For all our tipsters, you can head to our website, rsn.net.au, for their full set of tips. Greyhound racing at the Meadows, the Great Chase is the highlight. It's just a wonderful day there at the Meadows today and Ballarat tonight. Georgie Farooj has done the form. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. First of all, who wins the Great Chase?
Yeah, look, I was pretty excited by that Greyhound sectionals last week. Simon told Alan, and there's not much value for punters there at $1.60. We heard from Dave Burnett yesterday. He said he couldn't split his brothers there, Simon Told Helen and Who Told Stevie. But I just think with that early speed of Simon Told Helen, 17.40 to the back marker, unheard of last week, I think he'll be hard to beat. I like another one a little bit earlier in the program, Gareth. Race 3, number 3, Shimmer Mist. Really, really eye-catching second last week on Saturday night at the Meadows. Obviously, the time wasn't there for the winner, but it came from almost last and come around them to run second. Before that, she won really impressively on debut. She just gets a little bit of luck early. She'll be incredibly hard to beat. Race 3, number 3 at the Meadows there. Quaddie numbers here, Gareth. 1, 2, 3 and 6 into 2, 6 and 7 into 1, 3 and 8 into 2, 3, 6 and 7. So that's an incredible program at the Meadows, and hasn't Melbourne turned it on weather-wise. We go to Ballarat tonight, where there's another pretty good meeting here. My best comes in the last. We've got to wait a little while, but race 12, number 7, Jetson Princess, was outstanding at Warrigal last start. Gareth, 22.56. They don't get much quicker than that. She's won two on the trot. Look, there's some good greyhounds in this race, including number 5, Bo Herrera, who looks to be her main danger. But if she gets out like she's been doing and showing that acceleration, I think she'll be hard to beat. Race 12, number 7. Quaddie numbers out there tonight, 1, 3 and 7 into 5, 6 and 7 into 1, 2 and 8 into 1, 3, 5 and 8, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Georgie. Love your work.
Thank you.
One of the superstars of the sport, Angela Langdon, now joins us here on RSN Central for the Form Express. Good morning to you, Angela.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Two wonderful chances today. They're at a bit of a price in the Great Chase. Drifting Away at $26 first of all. Won nicely last start in its heat. Can it cause an upset in the great chase today, Angela?
Gee, I'd like to think so. You know, both of the dogs went into the semi-finals a little bit underdone, over 500. They both had a little bit of time off with niggly injuries. So it was their first 500 for a little while. So I'm just hoping that both of them can improve. And look, Drifting Away is a really nice dog. If he just gets a sit on something, you know, he's really strong at the finish, and hopefully he can find a couple of lengths today. He's just got to begin well.
And what about Security Code, who was second in its semi?
Yeah, same thing. I think that, you know, they can both break 30 seconds, and Security Code's probably got a little bit more pace than the other dog. So just hopefully they can begin really well. You know, they've got to hope that they can begin as good as Dave Burnett's dogs, because if they get out as well as they did last week, then, you know, they're going to be very hard to run down.
Outside of the Great Chase, what's your best chance there today on the card at the Meadows?
One of Jeff's dogs is coming back from injury. He's had probably 4 months off. Grey Ghost, he's going really well, but he is a couple of kilos up in weight. But he did trial really well box to box, or post to post here actually, last week. So he is racing well, and hopefully if he gets a good beginning, he is going really well. So he'll definitely go better with a couple of runs under his belt, but he is trialling really well. So hopefully he'll put in a good run today.
And Angela, Vivitar goes around in the Geelong Cup, box number 1. Can it defeat Hooked on Scotch?
Look, I think if it's a good track and the dog's 100% sound, you know, he's a really good beginner and he loves the red, and I think he's a real chance with the red box. If, you know, Hooks on Scotch isn't a great beginner, as good as the dog is, and, you know, if he gets stuck behind a few fast dogs, then, you know, he's got to work pretty hard to get to the front and run down something that's running time out in front. And Vivitar can run a 25.50, I think. So, you know, he'll be right up there. Hopefully he'll have a little bit of luck if he can begin and lead clearly. And, you know, it's a nice dry track, unlike last week. You never know. He could cause an upset.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. And the best of luck today, especially in the Great Chase.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Angela Langton there, of course, with her two runners in the Great Chase today, Drifting Away and also Security Code. She says they're not the worst. $26 and $34 chances going around today.